If it's Tuesday morning and it's 8:35, it is time for the Positive Points on Aging. And here with us right now, Katie Greiner from over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington. And good morning, Miss Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. Nice to see you.
Nice seeing you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on in. Today, we're going to talk about the pros and cons of moving to assisted living or staying at home as long as possible. There are some that it's a perfect time to move. There are some that it's a perfect time to stay.
Right.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the highs and lows, the ups and downs, the yes and the no's, yeah, about all of it. So
absolutely,
let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So, you know, I am new to assisted living. I'm not new to the healthcare fair, but assisted living, I have now seen different sides of families' decision-making, what things to do, what things not to do, and the pros and cons are a huge factor. We recently had a family that was ready to go ahead and move their loved one, but I don't think that they realized how far their dementia had progressed.
Right, right.
So by the time that they got there, he was very much, I don't want to say out of control, but he was hard to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
He was not something that we couldn't handle. It was just a situational where he needed more one-on-one care than what you were expecting.
Right.
So this is a smart thing to make the move while you're still in good health. I mean, if you think about it, you're able to make your own decisions once you're, you know, talking with your family, your loved ones, you get to make those decisions.
And let's talk about that for a second. Some people think that the only time you move into assisted living is when you get past the point of no return and it's gotten to a point where this is not hospice.
Mm-mm.
This is not a situation where you're giving up control of everything. And this is not a situation where you're moving into a place where they're going to stand over you 24 hours a day.
Correct.
That's a misnomer. That's just not what this is. Not skilled nursing.
Right.
This is a situation where it's perfectly described assisted
right.
living, where you need assistance.
Right.
In fact, when you guys do evaluations, you'll determine
mm-hmm.
this person really doesn't even need to be here, or you'll determine this person's going to be very minimal and what he or she is going to need from us.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing. And so you'll do an assessment. Sometimes it's just about, does somebody need help when it comes to getting their meds, you know, things like that. Does somebody need help with other aspects, whether it comes to, you know, with bathing or with getting dressed, or when it comes to, does somebody need help just with getting their room taken care of? Stuff like that. Just reasons why maybe you shouldn't be at home.
Right.
Anymore.
Right.
Because there's things that happen at your house. If you've got medicine issues, for example,
mm-hmm.
that to me is number one.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Medication management is so hard. My dad is a wonderful example. Love the man to death, but
sure.
he will probably have about 7 different medications that he's supposed to take. He's probably, well, I know he's supposed to take some in the mornings and some at night. Well, what does he do? He gulps them all down at one time at night before he goes to bed. And he's not on a schedule, so his bedtime could be, you know, 10 o'clock one night. It could be, you know, 8:30. It could be 2 o'clock in the morning. So he doesn't have a set schedule with his medication. So his medication management is a big deal for us. So that's one thing that folks need to look at is, are they taking their medication? Why are they not taking it? Dad's just hard-headed. But some of these folks forget. They don't remember. Well, I put them in the pill pack so they would remember when to take them.
Right.
It tells them on the pack to take them in the morning, but they don't do it. So that's another good reason to look at assisted living, is someone that can assist them with that. They're watching the folks take the medication to make sure that they're taking it on the timely management schedule.
Yeah. I just want people to understand, again, I don't want anybody, Katie, to give up their independence until they're ready.
Right.
But as you mentioned at the outset, there's a time to do it where you're still having control. You're still making decisions. You still have the independence to say, we want to do this. Look, it's not cheap
Mm-mm.
to move into assisted living. It's not cheap to do any of that, whether
right.
we're talking about any level from independent living to assisted living to you know, skilled nursing to dementia care, you know, memory care. All of those different levels
mm-hmm.
are all, they're not cheap.
Right.
So no one's pushing you to do this until it's in your best interest. However,
mm-hmm.
there's a big problem if you're finding that you're not able to manage the meds. And all of a sudden, did I take those or did I not take those?
Right.
Am I taking too many of those? Did I take 2 of the pink ones
mm-hmm.
When I was only supposed to take one? I mean, if those things are legitimate issues, then that's problem number one. If there's other things, and the house, for example, itself is no longer conducive. Our bedroom is upstairs.
Yes.
We can't make it up the steps anymore like we used to. Things like that.
Yeah.
What are your choices? Do you sell the house and move into a ranch?
Right.
Or at this point, is it just time to say, you know what? Let's sell the house and move into assisted living.
Right.
And that way you don't have to worry about navigating steps.
Right.
Not just because of the danger of falls, but just, I'm 54 years old. I'm telling you right now, it's not, steps are not fun.
Are not fun.
It's
anymore.
Not fun anymore. I'm not, my next house is going to have
flat.
Yeah. No,
flat.
I don't need a basement. I have a basement now and I've got a second story. So I've got three flights basically.
Right.
You know, or three levels. No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
Pass.
And I've just had a family come in and do a tour the other day. Their dad is still going up and down stairs carrying the laundry basket to do the clothes. And he's 90 years old.
Oh, my God.
And has to use a walker to walk around on the normal part.
Right.
So how steady is that?
Right.
So that's another thing to look at is how many falls are they have? Are they starting to have more falls? Are they still having to go out to hospitalization trips, or the emergency room visits because they fail to bump their head, tripping over things. It could be, they don't want to leave their environment because they're used to it. But at the same time, sometimes going into a smaller place like an assisted living, so you have a small apartment, you're just sleeping in the apartment mostly. Because when you go to an assisted living, their thing is to get them out, be social. And that's another thing, isolation. They're at home. Sometimes they're not doing anything at all.
Right.
So that makes a big deal. So why not do it when it could make it, they can appreciate the fun, the excitement, and the convenience of moving into an assisted living.
Right. You know, I want to make sure people understand something here. We've now been having this conversation. You've been on with me for about 8 minutes so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure people hear, we're not pushing people toward assisted living. It's right for some people. It's not right for other people. And the other thing, the most important thing is you have not heard us say one thing about Oakley Village. Okay. This is not some push for that. They will do great. They will take care of you. I love Oakley Village. I have directed a number of people there over the years. I believe in what you guys do over there. But this is not an infomercial for Oakley Village in Lexington. There are a number of very good facilities. I'll give you an example. I didn't even put my mother at Oakleaf because we live on the other side of town.
Right.
You know, and so I'm not here to try and do an infomercial for you guys. I believe in you and I love you guys.
Thank you.
But I really want people to understand that I'm coming at it from public service.
Right.
I want you to understand I have had my cousin Bobby before he passed and my mom before she passed in assisted living. And the amount of pressure that comes off of the family,
mm-hmm.
the amount of assistance that is given, the fact that my mom was out every single day doing things, whether it was playing bingo or aerobics or community movie or whatever it was, all kinds of fun things every day with activities, just different things to keep her brain working and to keep her mind working and to keep her feeling good about herself socially. Those are the things that can be done that I think extend a person's life, and not just their life, but a quality of life. And isn't that really what it's all about at this point?
Absolutely. And you know, there's a lot of folks I've heard where their loved one is calling them all the time. Mom's called me 17 times a day, or they just wanted to FaceTime because they wanted to see somebody. Well, that tells you right there that they're probably lonely.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
for
and sure. you think, well, I feel guilty for moving my loved one into an assisted living. Well, don't feel guilty. They're going to have probably more fun. You're not going to be able to hear those phone calls as much because they're going to be so busy doing things.
Well, and again, there's no doubt that this is right for some and not right for others.
Great.
But if the big thing that I want to stress here in this first segment as we get ready to head into the Fox Business Report in a moment is what Katie said early on, and that is, do this when it's something that can be done as a family decision,
mm-hmm.
not when it's got to be done because so-and-so has fallen and this has happened, or so-and-so is not remembering this, or do it before it becomes an absolute necessity.
Right.
Yeah, it's so much easier to do things in advance than it is to do things reactively.
Right.
So be proactive, not reactive.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get you a look at the Fox Biz Report. We're going to come back with our second half of the positive points on aging. Katie's here from Oakley Village on The Point.
Mornings with Kev. Back to the Bark Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Thank you for being with us on The Point. It's Tuesday morning, which means that it is the Positive Points on Aging. Really appreciate you spending some of your Tuesday here at The Point. So Katie's with us from over at Oakley Village in Lexington. We've been talking about the plus, the minus, the whys, the won'ts, the do's, the don'ts when it comes to whether or not to go assisted living or stay in the house. And we've been focusing on both reasons, why you want to stay or why you don't want to stay. But on the reasons why you might want to move into assisted living, one of the things is, how do you adapt the home to your needs as you get older?
Right.
I mean, for example, I just think of one simple thing, for example. What if you can't step up over the bathtub?
Yep.
To get into the shower?
Yep.
Things like that.
That's a big deal.
And what if you run the risk, because of not being able to do that, of slips and falls and things like that? Mm-hmm. What if your bathroom's not handicap friendly? What if your bathroom is real slippery? Things like that. There's just a lot of reasons why your house, which might have been awesome mm-hmm. for you for the last 30 years, 40 years, is just not real conducive to getting old.
I think one of the things I noticed, especially when I was doing hospice, was going into the homes and seeing that their frames of their doorways weren't wide enough for wheelchairs and or walkers.
Right.
So what do? They have to hang on to everything, if they can even stand. So then that takes it where they're not even getting to go into their bathroom.
Right.
So they're having to have a bedside commode beside the bed.
Right.
Then
again, is that the quality of life you've earned?
I mean, that's tough.
Yeah, that's not the quality of life.
You want to stay in your own home. You want you love the convenience of your home, but now the convenience has changed. It's kind of like, think about when you moved into a college dorm room or your first apartment or your first home. You know, those changes were exciting, but they were also emotional, of course.
Sure.
But think about it. It was necessary as your life and your needs evolved. So that means, you know, yes, this was great at this time, but now it's time to take the next step. Sometimes that's what it is. You know, if your parents is having lots of things going wrong in their house, and the house is probably 50 years old, like my parents' house is 44 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having to do different things, you know, dry rot underneath the shower because it's been there umpteen years.
Sure.
Little things like that. That happens. So they're having to do lots of repairs and maintenance on it. So, of course, I'm hoping that most of these folks aren't trying to do it on their own.
Right.
But then that means they're having to hire out. So they're having people come in. So then that gets expensive. So sometimes you can look at the expense as a whole. Is it worth financially fixing?
And is it worth the stress?
And stress.
Right. Can you really, again, these are the golden years. Do you really need to worry about the fact that you now have termites or the fact that, yeah, I mean, just things that you might have taken for granted 20 years ago when you were younger and able to handle a lot of smaller home repair on your own, now are just at a point where it's no fault of your own. I mean, you just can't bend down and do the things. Mm-hmm. You can't get crawl under this and you know, stand over that, and you can't get on the ladder to do this. I mean, that's just not – do your kids really want you doing that? Moms and dads don't need to be – I wouldn't want – you know, my dad in 80-something years old. I'm not saying he can't still be handy and still, you know, can't still, you know, do crafts and things like that. But do I really need to know that dad is up on a ladder, you know, trying to fix something with the gutters?
Right.
Do I really, really want him up there and having to work on the house? And do I really want him to have to, you know, be spending a lot of money on having repair people come in?
Right.
So There's pluses and minuses to everything.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm just thinking about it from the standpoint of people have a negative thought of the idea of assisted living because they feel like I'm going somewhere to die.
Right.
And it's just, again, having done this with my mom and having done this with my cousin Bobby, first of all, with my cousin Bobby, it saved his life. Going to assisted living because he could not live on his own. There were no other relatives. I went to Ohio, brought him down here to Columbia, put him in assisted living, and all of a sudden he had the whole Columbia family coming to see him every weekend.
He was thriving.
And he was thriving.
Yeah.
And he was also, this is just an aside, a lot less men than women at this place.
Right.
And so he was kind of, you know, the ladies liked him. Yeah, the ladies liked him, and he liked the attention of not just the ladies, but also the staff.
Right.
You know, because he was a jokester, and so he liked all the attention. Going from being alone in a house, being lonely, having nothing, not being able to take care of himself, to all of a sudden being the life of the party, his quality of life skyrocketed.
Right.
He gained 15 pounds that he had lost that he needed to gain.
That he needed to
Yeah,
gain.
I'm not right. talking about gain that like got fat. Right. I'm saying he needed it, Katie.
Right.
He gained back his color in his face, and he gained his appetite back, and he gained his zest yeah. back, and his will to live, and he, you know, enjoyed. They weren't his grandkids, but my kids became basically like grandkids to him
right.
because every weekend I'd take my family to go see him, mm-hmm. and he had children and family. So the quality of life changed for the better.
Right.
It's not – he didn't go there to die. He went there, and it saved his life. I right. promise you that. I guarantee you we got 14 more months than we would have gotten had mm-hmm. he stayed in Ohio.
Right.
And they were quality months,
right.
14 quality months. So it's not for everybody.
It's not.
And I'm not telling you that it's for everybody, but you know your mom and you know your dad mm-hmm. or your uncle or your cousin or whomever it is. And all I'm suggesting is that you take a look.
Right.
Is that you take a look. If it's getting to a point where every single day you're getting the phone call saying, can you come back over? I can't get my TV to work.
Right. Oh, yeah. There's a push pin that most of our residents wear.
Right.
And it is their it's just like when you go to the hotel and you just pick up the phone, call room service.
Right.
That pendant is their room service
right.
button, which
right.
is great. We do it all the time.
All I can say is I would love to have my mom still here so that I had to go fix her TV, but I can't tell you how many times I had worked a 14-hour day, settled in, was finally chilled, ready to end the night,
yep.
when the phone would ring saying, I can't get the game.
Right.
I've screwed up my TV. I can't get the game. And then you try to talk her through it. That doesn't
That's
work.
Even worse.
And then you're like, you know what, Mom? Fine. I'm on my way.
Right.
I'll be there. I'll be there in 10 minutes. I'm
right.
on my way.
Right.
And it made her feel horrible.
Yeah.
And it ruined your relaxation, but...
Yeah.
Quality of life.
Yeah,
you know?
Quality of life.
Quality
you can walk into the door with your PJs on still, too.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So all good. But anyway, if people want to learn more about whether it's the Oakleaf Village experience or just have questions about how do I know if it's time or not,
yep.
they can call you.
Of course. 803-808-3477. Or they could always reach out online at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Yeah, I just want to make sure people feel comfortable with it and feel like it's a good situation.
Yeah.
If somebody calls you, we got about a minute.
Yeah.
If somebody calls you, Katie, take me through very quickly how you would handle. I'm calling in. My father is so-and-so age. What do I do now?
Well, let's come in. Let's sit down. Let's have a conversation.
And you want dad with him or you want the first visit to be without dad?
Either way.
Okay.
Whichever way the family feels the most
right.
comfortable. Because if they've had the conversation, then dad probably knows he's coming.
Right.
So why not let him make that decision?
Okay.
You got some families that don't have dad involved because
right.
they just know that they're just going to have to move him.
Right.
Again, we would rather you move them in so they can make those decisions
sure.
with
sure.
with.
Yeah, I just didn't know if like the first visit, like we did our first visit without mm-hmm. mom. We knew she was
right.
going somewhere. So my brother and I went around to different facilities and did interviews
yeah.
first by ourselves. Then when we found the one we thought was best suited to her needs, we brought her to make the final decision.
Right. I guess it also depends on to how frail they
sure.
are. Or if they are in a wheelchair and
right.
they're in a walker and it's going to take them 10 minutes
right.
just to get two steps down
right.
the hallway, then probably not bring them.
Sure.
Probably go out, visit, you know, a handful of locations yourself,
right.
and then dumb it down to two that you like, and then
Very
go
good.
From there.
Perfect. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
as
sir.
Always.
Always.
Positive Points on Aging with Katie from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. They do a great job. She and Karen really do a wonderful job coming in here with the Positive Points on Aging, and we appreciate it. It's a wonderful public service.
We appreciate
it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. That's going to wrap it for today. Erica is coming up next with Clear to Close. For Katie, for Brian, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.